Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he doesn't do a lot of interviews. He did a big one on Fox News, as you know, a while back. It sent shockwaves across the country. But he's been on with us for an hour, and he says he'll come back soon. We're very thankful. James Traficant, I was asking you during that one-minute break, former congressman, other key points, and you brought up the fact that you have people in Washington that are telling you are being watched, and that there was a big secret investigation about the Denomyuk case, but it was about how did Traficant get the info?
Yes, when I brought him home, the big investigation didn't center about, you know, how they suborned perjury to ruin this man's life, and this was a capital offense. He's going to be put to death, Ellie. It wasn't about how they withheld evidence, about how they violated civil rights. It was how did Traficant get this information? Imagine that, folks. I mean, it's unbelievable, some of the things you hear. So I just worked very hard. I just put my nose to the grindstone and kept going, and that's about it. That's all you can do, Alex. But I'll tell you something. We've got a real problem. No one should fear our government. The government, if anybody, they should be fearing the American people. American people are the government. And we've got this thing so convoluted and messed up. It's really a crying shame, and it's got to be changed.
We also need to thank your wife in all of this, Patricia Traficant. She stood beside you. You stood beside her, and for better and worse. And people, if they do write checks to try to get you guys back on your feet to the address, they need to address those. You were telling me to Patricia Traficant, 429 North Main Street, Poland, Ohio, 44514. Congressman, we've got about 3 minutes left, and you were going to give me a liner for the show about...
Well, you know, Alex, I've gotten volumes of mail all through the 7.5 years, and one of the reasons I got them is people followed my little one-minute speeches. And I just didn't do them in the grandstand. I made salient points during that time and dramatized things that I think had to be made. But I became known for the statement, beam me up. And basically, I just said, beam me up because there's no intelligent life here. But here's what I'd like to say to the Alex Jones Show. You don't need to be beamed up. Jim Traficant doesn't need to be beamed up on Alex Jones Show because there is an intelligent audience there. And there is a message coming out that's educating that audience. And believe me when I say this, if more people were listening to Alex and could listen to Alex, I think you'd see a direct and intended change. Some of these misdirected policies that are coming out of Washington, so misdirected and absurd that if you threw them at the ground, they'd probably miss. So there's no need to beam me up here in Austin, Texas. There's intelligent life in Austin, Texas. And before I leave again, I want to say, I don't know what happened to Chairman Archer, Bill Archer, but Alex, I want you to run him down. I want you to find him, and I want you to say that Jim Traficant said thank you on behalf of the American people.
Absolutely. We've got about a minute left here. What's the time frame for the election for people to start getting behind you in Ohio?
Well, this means I'll be on the ballot in the November election, but I have to get signatures signed. I have to get petitions signed up until May the 3rd. I need a couple thousand signatures here, and it's going to be an uphill struggle. I'm not supported by any newspaper, any political party, any entity of anything, and it's an uphill struggle. But you know what? I've had it. And maybe get back to where we started.
Well, the first thing we need, and we're going to get some domains and just give them to you to make sure whoever the volunteer is doesn't just get a domain and keep it. We've already grabbed some domains. We're going to give them to you. You need to get a volunteer to build you a nice website with PayPal buttons, the rest of it. Get everybody doing these petitions now because we do need you in Congress to counterbalance all the offshore corporate forces and others that are doing this. And thank you so much, former Congressman James Traficant, for your courage. And we're all praying for you. And we're glad they weren't able to kill you or break your will in prison. And it seems you've come out even stronger on the other side.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on your show. You've got a great show. You get a great message to people. I think if I could leave anything there, I'd just say tune in to Alex's show. And I hope you get more coverage around the country. I think they need to hear a rational voice like yours. So thanks for having me, Alex, and good luck. Beam me up, but you don't need it down there in Texas.
Thank you.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? In producing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty,
and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's Power Vapor.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live now, 8 minutes into the second hour on this 25th day of February, 2010. It is Thursday. Websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. For the rest of the hour, we are joined by attorney Philip J. Berg, a former deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania, former candidate for governor of the U.S., Senate in Democratic primaries, former chair of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, former member of the Democratic State Committee, and attorney with offices in Montgomery County, PA, and an active practice in Philadelphia, PA. Phil is a paid life member of the NAACP and voluntary fire police for 27 years. His website is ObamaCrimes.com. And we've had Jerome Corsi on about this day one, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago now. But the first person to really research this, because he was concerned about it, back when it was in the Democratic primaries, I guess almost 2 years ago, almost two years ago, was Phil Berg. And he just asked the question. I mean, we know this guy's name was Barry Sitaro. We know he lived in foreign countries. We know he went to madrasas. We're not saying that's a bad thing to go to madrasas. The point is, the media would say it's a wild conspiracy theory. His name wasn't Barry Sitaro. Then they sealed all his records. No, his name was Barry Sitaro. That's now admitted. The point is, they're lying about things that are admitted. Then we got a certificate of a birth certificate. But more and more, and this is what I've always focused on, it's the fake names. And it's being adopted in Indonesia because there's only a few countries like England and Israel and a few others where you can have dual citizenship and still be allowed to be a U.S. citizen, much less the president. And now Glenn Beck is attacking Berg every week. And again, I'm tired of going after Glenn Beck. It's just, he was in the news saying global warming was real in USA Today Sunday on the weekend edition. I've seen him put Phil Berg next to Van Jones and then next to Deborah Medina and say all these people are bad. I mean, just incredible behavior. So that tells me they're desperate if now mainline talk show hosts, not just Beck, but other big Republicans, are attacking Phil Berg. In my experience, Phil Berg is somebody who wants the truth. Yes, he called for an investigation of 9/11 and the deadly dust, just like six of the 10 commissioner members did. So he gets demonized for that. And they say, oh, well, he was supporting Hillary's why he did this. This is Beck. No, he did this because he was concerned for the Democratic Party. He's a Democrat. And I now, from the preponderance of evidence, it's 60-40. It's leaning towards him really not being eligible. And then you get into the math of it. And I know there's big new developments, but I want Phil, for new listeners and people that aren't really understanding this, I've just seen the media's kind of boil down, deceptive boil down of what's happening and who birthers are, to talk to the father of the birther movement and recap the history of this. But they are acting very, very suspicious now. They're getting desperate. Beck says 5% of conservatives are birthers. I've seen polls of 57% of registered Republicans questioning his birth. In fact, search engine that for folks, for the TV audience. Majority of conservatives question Obama's birth certificate. And I've seen that headline everywhere. I mean, here's one, L.A. Times today. Arizona House panel approves bill requiring presidential candidates to show birth certificates. Nearly half of the Arizona legislature wants to force President Barack Obama to show his birth certificate to state officials if he runs for re-election. A state House committee on Tuesday approved the measure, sponsored 40 of the state's 90 legislatures. It would require the presidential candidates who want to appear on the ballot in Arizona to submit documents proving that they meet the requirements to be president. And it goes on, bill requiring citizenship proof for president contenders passes House committee. And it passed in a 6-1 vote. So 6-1. So it's a deception to say 5% of America are truthers and 5% are birthers. And to say birthers are dangerous, bad people. That's a Glenn Beck quote. I mean, that's political suicide. I think that hurt him more and why he's lost 12% of his audience, according to Nielsen, in the last 3 weeks, than just demonizing and setting up Deborah Medina in Texas. I believe he lost a lot of his viewers over the birther issue. Now, I'm going to shut up. I've kind of laid some of the background and groundwork here. Phil Berg wants to talk about the absolute proof that he is an Indonesian citizen. His name's Barry Sitaro. So his name's even fake, folks. That's confirmed. The president has an alias. And it's one thing if you're a talk radio host and have an alias or a movie star or something. My name's really Alex Jones. But a lot of times when people do have aliases, I know some here locally, it's because they have criminal histories. Okay? And, again, his records are all sealed. To break it all down is Attorney Phil Berg. Phil, thanks for being here with us.
Alex, a pleasure to be on with you again. And you have great listeners out there. And I think we're really getting to Obama. Significant for everyone. And first off, real quick, my background. Lifelong Democrat, candidate for governor in the United States Senate in the Democratic primaries in Pennsylvania, and many others, which they can find out on my website, ObamaCrimes.com. Lifelong Democrat, and also then they throw at me I'm a racist. Well, I happen to be a pay-to-play member of the NAACP, so I'm not a racist. I just believe we should have, you know, equal rights in this country. The rights given to us through our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And what we have here is, real quick, is everyone knows that Arnold Schwarzenegger, people have talked to him about him running for president for the last 10 or 15 years, and he constantly says then amend the Constitution because he admits he's from Austria and he admits he doesn't fulfill the requirement. The requirements for president under our U.S. Constitution are simple. Number one, you're 35 years of age. Number two, you lived in this country for 14 years. And number three, you'd be a natural-born citizen. Arnold Schwarzenegger acknowledges he's not. Obama doesn't say anything directly, but by not saying it, he's walking all over the Constitution. He's saying, I don't care about the Constitution. As Alex, you just said, all his records are sealed. We really know nothing about this individual. It's really outrageous that here we are 13 months after he's sworn into office that we still don't know anything. But this is significant, and I think we're making headway. I'll tell you why. First off, Nixon went down, everyone, not on the Watergate break-in. He went down on the cover-up. But we now have Obama in office 13 months, and it's a cover-up. Significant, I put out a press release 2 weeks ago calling for a birth certificate march on Washington. We don't have the date yet. As soon as we set the date, we'll have it on our website now, because I'll call you so we can talk about it on air. But significant was the next day was the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. And at the end of the breakfast, Obama spoke, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing, but the exact words are on my website. At the end of it, he said, no one should question my faith. And then he paused, and he said, or my citizenship. I really think we're cracking. I think we're really getting to Obama or the people around him, because many times, and I'm sure I said on your show before, but I'll reiterate, when all is said and done, Barack Obama, actually his real name is Barry Sotura, we'll go into that, Michelle Obama, Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, other officials of the Democratic National Committee, senior campaign officials, and now senior administration officials who know that he's a phony and a fraud, should be brought into our criminal justice system and should be tried. Those convicted should go to jail. And Obama should go to jail, and also he should be deported. The reason I'm mentioning that is, and I'm going to be putting out a press release shortly on this. I drafted it months ago, but this, the timing's right. What we need is a deep throat. We need the deep throat of regarding Obama, because that's what broke it with the Watergate. Because, and I think it's going to happen because we're now, with him saying, don't question my citizenship, and Glenn Beck now going to town, I don't know about this week, last week I know he spoke about me 3 days, he had my picture up on his blackboard. I tried to confront him this, I couldn't get to him this past Saturday. I was in Washington, D.C. at the CPAC convention, 210, which is basically all the conservatives in the country. He was a keynote speaker at the end, but I couldn't get to him. I gave something to one of his aides. I'm sure he won't respond. I challenge him on your show right here. I challenge Glenn Beck to a debate anytime.
Well, Demi, did you see the video where he pointed at you and said, these people hate America?
No, I haven't seen that. I have to see that because I want to see what he's saying, because what he's doing is he's on the verge of bringing out the crazies to come after me. And I have always called for one thing. He called me an obstructionist, I know. I have always called for a peaceful revolution. I don't want anything to happen to Obama. I don't want to turn him into a martyr. There's some other people out there are talking about different things. I want a peaceful revolution. Our march in Washington is going to be peaceful.
Notice Beck keeps saying, that's what he does. He puts your picture up and Van Jones, and then points in your direction and says, these people hate America, these birthers, these truthers, they want to hurt you, President. They don't let them be in your administration. They'll kill you. No, he said that literally scores of times. So he's invoking this idea of violence. Very dangerous.
It is dangerous, and if you can get me the actual clip from that, because if he said that, I'm going to ask for a retraction, and if he won't retract it, I'm going to sue him, because that's what's dangerous right now. If everyone's looked at what I've been doing, this is now my 19th month doing this. I've always called for peaceful revolution. I've called for doing this through the legal system, and since the legal system is so slow, we're going to have this birth certificate march in Washington, probably late May, early June, and we're getting a fabulous response all across this country, because every one of your listeners can identify with a birth certificate, because they must show a birth certificate between 1 and 10 times in their lifetime. Everyone needs it for a passport. Everyone needs it to register for Little League. You need it for different things, for marriage, or you need it for scholarships or college or school. The best one, you're down there in Texas. A woman sent me an email a while back from Texas, and she said, I registered my nephew for school. At the end of the registration, my nephew said to the principal, can I ask you a question? Principal said, sure. He said, how come I had to show my birth certificate to register for school, but Obama didn't have to show it to become president? And that says it all when a 13-year-old can identify with it.
And then they lie and say he's shown his birth certificate. He hasn't.
Well, no, he hasn't. And you get people who look like fools, like Chris Matthews, shaking a piece of paper saying this is his birth certificate. No one has seen the birth certificate. What people have seen is not even a for real document, because at the bottom of the document it says if there's any alteration, it's invalid. What people have seen is a certification of my birth, which was even forged. And that was put on their campaign website.
All right, stay there. Stay there, Phil. I want to come back and recap, though, and get into the Indonesian situation, the Barry Sotero, who this guy really is. Because the birth certificate is only part of it.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one.
You know they're scared when they've got Republicans attacking the birthers. And you've got legislatures passing or in the process of passing laws, and the states do run the federal government, saying you want to be on the ballot here, you got to show your birth certificate. Now, let's shift gears to the key here. And it's the fact that his real name is Barry Sotero. He became an Indonesian citizen. He got adopted by a foreign family. And you talk about this, and the mainstream media says that's a lie when that's on record, Phil Berg.
Absolutely. They can't really, you know, the bloggers on the internet, they try to say they saw a birth certificate, everything. We fight back and forth. But we raised the issue then. We shifted it. The issue really is, everyone out there, the fact that he was adopted or even acknowledged in Indonesia. In his books, he's sort of bound by certain things. Number one, in one of his books, he says he found his birth certificate. So it's baloney that he can't produce it. The reason he can't produce it will show that he was born in Kenya. But the second thing in his book, he says his parents had been divorced. He says, my stepfather, Lolo Satoru, returned to Indonesia before my mother and I. Well, that's significant because in the 1960s, Indonesia was at war. The only ones who could go to school there were those that were natural of Indonesia. He became natural because he was adopted or acknowledged. We have a school record on our website. His school record indicates his name is Barry Sotoro, S-O-E-T-O-R-O. His nationality is Indonesia, and his religion is Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, if he hasn't legally changed his name, his name is his adopted name, Barry Sotoro. That is his name.
And that's what it was in college, and that's why it's all sealed.
That's right. That's why he's sealed. Well, I also think he sealed his records because I think it'll show he applied for and received foreign aid. Obama is the biggest hoax in the history of our country in over 230 years. He's a phony. He's a fraud. I'm not mentioning words here. I've been saying this, and I need the American support behind me. You know, follow me on ObamaCrimes.com. We're going to have a march on birth certificate march in Washington. Everyone bring a copy of your birth certificate. And we're going to demand that either he produced that he showed that he's constitutionally qualified, or we're going to ask him, demand that he resign, because Congress won't do anything right now. Congress should be impeached. This is a disaster what they have done and allowed. We're in a constitutional crisis, because once we get past that, who becomes president? That's a whole new issue, another whole...
Well, let me just throw this in for you before we go to break in a long segment, time to flesh this out. He says he's going to sign executive orders on the carbon taxes, doesn't care what the Congress says. They stonewalled ClimateGate, said it didn't exist. That blew up in their face. I mean, it shows this is the most lying administration we've ever seen, worse than Nixon, worse than Clinton, worse than Bush. He said no lobbyists. All he hired was lobbyists. He said not going to expand wars, expanded the wars. He said no signing statements, went back on that. I mean, this guy is continuing and expanding torture. I mean, this guy is a complete and total fraud. And from your deep research, lay it out, looking at this, what is Obama's real story?
Well, his real story, he's a phony. I mean, he's not constitutionally qualified. And the fact is, Alex, the reason he's doing the legislation he's doing and the reason his cabinet, think about it for a minute. I think the higher-ups in this country, the power brokers, the money people, said, we know Phil Berg and others are right. Do you want to be president? You got to play ball our way. Think about the cabinet he has. It's not the cabinet he ran on. He talks about change. Look about the legislation he's pushing. Is that the candidate of change? I think he's being blackmailed internal, and I'm waiting to see what happens when China and Iran get these documents, because I'm sure they're out there. And we're in a really, really bad situation because of Obama. He is a fraud. One of my lawsuits is I believe he's not only not natural born, he's not naturalized, but he's an illegal alien, and therefore one of my lawsuits deals with the fact that he should not have been a U.S. senator, and therefore the salary and benefit and expenses should be returned to the U.S. Treasury of about $1 million. More important, though, because he's a usurper or fraud, all the laws he's passing, as far as I am concerned, are void or voidable. I mean, we're really in a constitutional mess at this point. And, you know, some people are saying, oh, nothing should happen to Obama because if he goes out of office, even legally, Mr. Berg, there'll be riots in the streets. Well, there shouldn't be riots in the streets because there's one person to blame for this, and that's Barack Obama. Remember, he taught constitutional law for 10 years, everyone, aside from the schools he maybe went to. We don't even know. He supposedly went to Occidental and Columbia University and Harvard Law School, where he was head of the Harvard Law Review. People haven't seen his writings. We know nothing about this person. Either we really
and that's the whole point. They release other presidents' records. They're being very secretive.
You know, he signed a document sealing all his records. I mean, this is a total, total disgrace. And we're going to do everything in our power to expose him and force him legally out of office. Nothing to happen to him, but force him legally out. Let him be tried. He should go to jail, and he should be deported.
And then he's got all this family that's here illegally, too, and living in slums. He doesn't even help them. I mean, he's really trashy.
Well, that's his aunt up in Boston who's still trying to fight immigration. She's an illegal alien, and he doesn't get near because he's an illegal alien.
An illegal alien president. Well, we know his Barack Obama's a fake name. I mean, we know he was Indonesian citizen. It's on his school records. The records we do have, they're not denying those are real. They just don't want to talk about it. And you're right. They're blackmailing him and totally controlling him. More coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Bill Berg, attorney, is our guest. He is the father of what you call the birther movement that is gaining steam at the state level, nationally. We know Obama's name is fake. We know he lived all over the world. Very, very suspicious. We know he sealed all his school records. I mean, this, no one's ever done this. This is very suspicious. We're going to go back to Phil Berg here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that make this radio show possible. Acolablue.com is an atmospheric water generator. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. And it's got a little computer screen, hot water, cold water. Their base unit has 7 filters it runs the water from the air through. Reverse osmosis, carbon, you name it. They've got a whole bunch of other even bigger filter systems that can serve hundreds of people, not just 7.5 gallons a day that serves a home well. Acolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043. That's Acolablue.com or 800-691-6043. The best water you can get, period. I also want to tell you about New Silver Solution. It's patented. Check out their website, SupernaturalSilver.com. One word. Look at all the studies. Read it for yourself. Are you prepared? Do you have what you need to get you and your loved ones through a crisis? There is a great weapon in that fight. And everybody should have it in their arsenal. It's New Silver Solution, supernaturalsilver.com. And again, just do yourself a favor. Go read the studies at their website, supernaturalsilver.com. Watch the videos, read the material, supernaturalsilver.com. Don't forget the online video bookstore as well for all our books and videos and materials at InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to Phil Berg. Phil, I'm going to try to sit down for a while and just let you roll with this whole saga, because we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of people just heard the media demonize birthers. Again, why this is so important, the whole Indonesia situation, and then we're going to open the phones up only on the birther issue, folks, for Phil Berg, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Phil Berg.
Thank you, Alan. Ladies and gentlemen, this issue is so important because there's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution. When I was contacted by an individual to do this, I checked into it and I proceeded. One thing I said from the first day I filed the first lawsuit, which is August 21st, 2008, which is like 19 months ago, I said, if I am wrong, Obama, prove me wrong. Show me all the documentation certified from the source and I will withdraw my lawsuit. Nothing like that has forthcoming. Nothing he has produced. Nothing. They keep referring to the same document that they produced as a birth certificate. What they produced, certificate of live birth, has no significance. It doesn't have what a birth certificate has. It does not have the baby's weight. It does not have the baby's length. It does not have the hospital name. It does not have the doctor's name and the doctor's signature. This is what's on a long-form birth certificate, which I've now received hundreds of them since we put out the announcement. We're asking people to fax or email or mail them to us for our birth certificate march on Washington, which will be in late May or June. But more significant than the birth certificate issue, because people keep arguing, you know, well, Chris Massey said he saw it, and Glenn or Riley said he saw it. And I think both of them have backed off on those statements. But more significant is the fact that he was adopted or acknowledged in Indonesia. Now, I'll tell you why, because I had an argument the other day with an immigration attorney. I raised the question so people can identify with this. I said, what happens about the children that are being adopted here in the United States from Haiti? And he said, well, they sever all the relationships with Haiti, and they take the new family's last name, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said, then how can you disagree with me that when Obama's adopted in Indonesia, the same thing doesn't take place? He lost his words. He couldn't speak. The fact is, when Obama, and it's in his book, so he's like stuck on certain things. His parents divorced, his mother remarried. He goes to Indonesia. We have his school record, which says his name is Barry Soturo. And as Alex said a little while ago, when he was first in Occidental, people knew him as Barry. That's his name. That's his legal name. Therefore, unless he has legally changed his name is Barry Soturo. You know, and many of you out there have adopted children or know someone that has adopted a child. They take your family last name. Now, significant is the fact is when he came back at age 10 to live with his mother's parents, his grandparents in Hawaii, we believe that he did not go through immigration. If he did go through immigration, he would have been given a certificate of citizenship, but because he became a natural of Indonesia, he would have only become naturalized. But we believe he didn't go through there. He went back on his Indonesia passport, and therefore he's an illegal alien. Therefore, he cannot be a U.S. senator. Now, significant with this, on the school record, which is posted on our website from Indonesia, his name is Barry Soturo. His nationality is Indonesia. His religion is Islam. You know, he'd have you believe he was never a Muslim. Well, Islam is Muslim. And after he got sworn into office, now he's like basically catering to the Muslim. You know, during the campaign, he could not use his middle name of Hussein. When he was sworn in, he becomes Barack Hussein Obama.
Then he went to Egypt and said, I have the same religion as you, and spoke Arabic from the Quran better than many people in the country. They were shocked by it, and just incredible.
And then also, Alice, if you recall, he mentioned about the United States. The United States, he said, has the largest Muslim population in the world. I mean, he goes apologizing around the world for the United States' actions in the past, and then he bows down to the Saudi king. No president of the United States has ever bowed down to anyone. He bows down, and there's a question if he kissed his ring, also the Saudi king, and then when he's in Japan, he bows down to the Japanese emperor.
And then they lie and say he's dropping things, but we have the video where he clearly bows to everybody, and it gets worse because We know that his real name is Barry Sotaro. We know we have a president who's using an alias. We know that he was adopted. And the media is not even denying that. They just don't even cover it. I mean, this is so huge.
Well, a great point which you brought up, because and your listeners can compare it to, look what they did to Sarah Palin during the last 6 weeks of the campaign. The reporters in droves went to Alaska, went under every stone, behind every door, asked her all kinds of questions. Now think back what they did with Obama. They've never asked him anything. If they properly vetted Obama, he would never have been nominated, let alone being elected president. I mean, it's really, and I was interviewed by the New York Times, and I said, I wish I could sue the national media, including the New York Times, for not properly vetting Obama. They even had the guts enough. They printed that. They printed even still in the New York Times because it's a disgrace. But the problem is, and I laughed about it 2 years ago when Bush questioned Russia about Putin with a free press. We don't have a free press in this country. Most of the press in this country is now owned by three or four major corporations. And there was a study done, except the person who was really the source of the information has not allowed his or her name to be released. But there's supposedly an office in the White House that is keeping pressure on all these media outlets to not discuss this story. But we're bypassing that. The American public is waking up, and that's my goal this year. That's my goal is to raise the public awareness, because all of you out there must show your birth certificate. Now, why is this important? Well, there's nothing, in my opinion, and many others, there's nothing more important than the U.S. Constitution. I'm doing this for about 305, or maybe there's 308 million people in this country that deserve to know the truth. I'm doing this for our forefathers who wrote this fantastic document, which countries around the world have tried to copy and duplicate. Most have not. And I'm also doing this, Alex, for the 1.6 million men and women who have died in battle to try to defend this Constitution, and another 1.6 million who have been injured or maimed fighting these wars, and the millions of others who have served our great nation in wars, in wartime and peacetime, defending this Constitution. And then you have Barack Obama, who basically doesn't care about the Constitution. And aside from the things we're talking about, which is the First Amendment, he's talking about things on the Second Amendment and other. I could go on and on about other issues, but
Let's expand on that.
Sure.
For two weeks, when the ClimateGate emails came out, the media wouldn't cover it. Then for another week or two, they said it wasn't real. Then they were forced to say, okay, it's real. And now they admit it's all been a giant fraud, basically. And so we see this stonewalling by Obama, also saying there's no way our health care can fail. It will pass. It's like this Borg, you will be assimilated, resistance is futile statement. And it's the same thing on the birther issue. It is hurting him. I know there's a cover-up. I know he hasn't released the real birth certificate. I know he's blocking all the school records. I know he's blocking his records when he came back to Hawaii, separate from the birth certificate. Why would they be covering all this up if there wasn't something there? It's a fact they're covering it up, listeners. It's a fact they haven't shown the real birth certificate, only the certificate of live birth. It's a fact. A fact, a fact, and it's not going to go away. And if we're 13 months into his presidency, and he's got the lowest approval rating of any president 1 year in history and plunging even faster, and he's breaking just every record, this is devastating him, whether he likes it or not, and stalling their entire agenda, which I think is a great thing regardless. But now I'm getting to the point where it really does to me look like that he's not a citizen.
Oh, absolutely. Up and down, there's, and it's even higher, but the latest figures I had are 1.6 million. People say it's 1.7 or 2 million. For your listeners out there, Obama has spent at least 1.6 million fighting my three lawsuits and 50 other lawsuits that came about. You don't spend that kind of money. You don't spend that kind of money unless you're really hiding something. And he's hiding.
I want to go to calls.
Why is he hiding? He's hiding because he's a phony and a fraud. I really think, and I don't know what your listeners think, I think he's being blackmailed internally. And what happens when Iran gets this? What happens when China gets this? What happens when Cuba gets this? I think he's put our country in a dangerous, dangerous position. Not only what, and on top of that, what he's doing, but, you know, I could go on forever what he's doing, but I'm concerned with Eric Holder. One of my cases, the case where I say he's an illegal alien and shouldn't have been a U.S. senator. We have one of the issues. We just filed our appeal to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. If there ever was a conflict of interest, ladies and gentlemen, let me set it forth real quick. In those type cases, they're called False Claims Act cases. It was sealed because of that, not because it was something special. All False Claims Act cases are sealed. False Claims Act are usually done in Medicaid or Medicare fraud. Hypothetically, if I believe my next-door neighbor is committing fraud, what I would do is I would file this action on behalf of the United States of America and as the relator. They call the person filing the relator, R-E-L-A-T-O-R, and then also then versus Jane and John Doe from next door. Well, Jane and John Doe are not served. The Justice Department is served. The U.S. Attorney is served, and they have 60 days to review the case. So let's equate that put what I did. I filed this against Obama. So Obama's not served, but the Justice Department.
Well, let me be clear. Let me be clear. In layman's terms, the government is not a party to the suit. They don't have standing to be heard. Only you, the citizen, does. And so are you saying that the Justice Department has no right to even block you?
Let me clarify a little more. Actually, what happens is you're bringing this action. The government has three choices what to do. Number one, that they can pursue the case against Jane or John Doe, in this case against Obama. Number two, they can give it to the relator, the person bringing the action, in this case me. Or number three, they can dismiss the case. In very few cases, they ever dismiss the case. Many times, they give it to the relator to proceed because they don't want to spend the time or money on the case. You know, it depends the value, how much, et cetera, et cetera.
I understand. Well, they're defending the case is what you're saying. Listen, I know you're very busy, but I want to be able to take a lot of calls, but I want you to also have time to speak. Okay. Can you stay with us about 15 minutes in the next hour?
As long as you want me. I'll stay 2 days. I'll stay a week with you. You're great.
Well, we're going to then let you finish up, and then we're going to take calls for 30 minutes into the next hour because I want to hear the different angles and points that listeners will bring up on this front. But shifting gears again, I want to get this question out there. What do you think of the Arizona House passing it out of committee 6-1, and now it looks like right at half of the legislature is set to vote, and they're gaining votes, that they may pass a law in Arizona saying if Obama runs again in the next 2 years, starts his campaign up, to be on the ballot there in Arizona, that he's going to have to show his real birth certificate?
I think it's fabulous. It just shows that the issue I started, and Alex, I don't care who crosses the finish line with it. I'm glad I'm out there, and I'm going to stay with this issue. I think it's fabulous. A congressman, I don't have his name, from Florida, introduced legislation in the House of Representatives in Washington to the same effect that as of 2012, any presidential candidate has to show that they're constitutionally qualified. Only about 7 to 10 other Republicans joined in that action, no Democrats. Now, why haven't the Democrats joined? Because the Democrats know he's a phony. But this is great, since Washington's not doing, Arizona is. That's fabulous, and I hope other states do that. And I think they're realizing that the Constitution, I mean, stop and think, everyone out there. We have such great things in this country. And why do we have it? We have it because we fought to defend this. We had a fight with England to form our country. You know, people have died defending this Constitution, and we have this fraud, this phony of Obama coming up there, the biggest hoax in our history. It's wrong, everyone out there.
Well, let me stop you again. Let's say he really was born in Hawaii. Right. Why is he covering it up? But let's go further. He was adopted and became an Indonesian citizen. That's on record.
Right.
And then he tried to lie about that, even though it's in his book. And now I've seen him in a few speeches. We played it a few months ago. Maybe we can pull it up. In fact, try to YouTube. Obama refers to himself as Barry. He's even joked around and called himself Barry Sataro, as if he's trying to inoculate people to this fact because he knows it's coming out.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're really getting to him. I think it just shows. I mean, again, why would you spend – what are you doing? But the significant part is he's adopted in Indonesia. Once he's adopted in Indonesia, even if he was born in Hawaii, he would lose his natural-born status. And how – just to relate this – I related that story to you, what the immigration attorney told me about people being adopted from Haiti. They cut off where they came from. Well, then Obama would have come off from here. But I think that's all baloney, because I don't think he was born in Hawaii. When Jerry Corsi went to Kenya to do some
they had him arrested. They put him on house arrest.
Right. They wouldn't let him do anything except wait.
They wouldn't let him go talk to the village where Obama was born.
Right. Right. And we have on our website, we have the step-grandmother, Sarah Obama, in Swahili, and we have the translation stating she was in the hospital when he was born in Mombasa, Kenya. Now, at the end of the tape, there's some kids yelling, no, no, Hawaii. She stated definitely. She was in the hospital when he was born. That's more significant than anything they produced. They produced one thing, that document, which is a phony. Then they keep saying, well, there were two newspaper articles saying he was born. My children live, I'm in Pennsylvania. My children live in other states. When my grandchildren were born, I put announcements in here in my local paper that I have a new grandchild. That doesn't mean he was born there. That doesn't mean my children are born here. They're not. They're born elsewhere. So that, and that's their strongest argument. Well, what do you think? His mother planned ahead. He was going to run for president. That's why she put it in the newspaper. No, I think the mother really wanted him to be a U.S. citizen. But the word is he was in Kenya, and she couldn't fly back because she was too pregnant.
Well, that's exactly what a mother would do. She would come back and try to dummy it up. Even if she had no idea he was going to run for president, she'd want him to be a U.S. citizen.
Correct. Because especially then and even now, even though right now I think we're in troubled waters because of the many things Obama's doing, people fight to get to the United States because we have freedoms. I mean, the sad part is, ladies and gentlemen, when listening to this, we take for granted some of these freedoms you have in this country, and you shouldn't. I remember with being my children going through a train over in Europe a number of years ago, and we were stopped because we took a train through, at that time, Czechoslovakia, and we didn't have the correct papers for that. The conductor, thank God, hid me and my children. If not, there were armed guards came on that thing and checking with people to take them off. You don't realize what freedoms you have here. I mean, what we're talking about here today, Alex, on your show, you couldn't be doing this in Russia. You couldn't be doing this in
Iran. If they set the precedent to have an illegal alien as president, we're screwed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me devolvió.
All right, we're going to your calls for Attorney Phil Berg. This is the guy who 2 years ago saw some of this documentation and said, I'm going to investigate. Deputy Attorney General previously in the state, run for governor, member of the NAACP, prominent member, what I believe on their board there in that state. And they've said every horrible thing in the world about him. He's racist, all this crud. And even Obama being African is a fraud. African as in not Arab. Of course, there are Arab Africans. He's 6% African. 6%. He's 44% Arab, 50% Anglo-Saxon. I don't care what color he is. The point is that's a distraction. It's just like when you say you don't want socialist health care, which it wasn't even that. It was an insurance company scam. Even Howard Dean said that now, and Dennis Kucinich. That's why it's dead in the water. Even when that came out, Chris Matthews and Carlos Watson and others said, this is racism. It's racism. Racism to say I don't want health care. So they're playing the race card, and it's totally blown up in their face. It's not working. I want to go to your phone calls, and we've got Mr. Berg for another 30 minutes of the next hour, so plenty of time for him to get into any other subjects. But support what he's doing because he's got a lot of courage. I talked to him off air. They haven't killed him or set him up because that will just elevate everything he's doing. We'll talk about that before he leaves. But let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Attorney Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, how are you this afternoon? Phil Berg, I commend you for what you're doing. God bless you. I will have you in my prayers, sir. You are unbelievable for what you are doing, exposing the fraud known as Barry Satoru, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. My question is, first off, I took an African-American studies class 2 years ago, or last year, here in college in Macomb, Illinois, and we saw the biography channel, biography on Barry Satoru, and they said, growing up, that they called his nickname was Barry. I do remember that, and I just saw right now on TV for Comcast cable people, on demand, you can look that up, they have his biography there. But my question, you're talking about a march in Washington, D.C., on tax day, possibly, on April 15th, how does Barry Satoru go off paying his taxes under the alias Barack Obama, similar to TurboTax, the rat Tim Geithner? How does this sick, disgusting man get away, with his aliases, and you have, Benedict Arnold?
Hold on. That's a great point. Much of his own cabinet has been caught in tax trouble, doesn't pay their taxes. It's just a lawless group of criminals, and you were going to say something about Mr. Beck.
Yeah, Benedict Arnold, Chris Matthews, all these scum, you guys are right. They're setting us up for something because they continue now recently on TV talking about birthers, talking about 9/11 truth movement and how, we're going to assassinate the president. We all need to be peaceful in this info war fight.
Julio, tell him. You've seen that yourself. We played it here. Phil isn't even aware of this. Tell him what you've seen Beck do.
Glenn Beck on his radio program said that, 9/11 truthers, he was talking about Van Jones, are going to infiltrate the White House, are already in the White House, and are going to assassinate the president, that we need to have the president in our prayers.
And then another TV show, he said birthers too now.
Yeah, he says, birthers, he had you on his stupid little fourth-grade chalkboard. He had Deborah Medina, Miss Flip-Flopper, who, I'm shocked that happened. But, he had all these people. He had Van Jones on his board. This is...
All right, Julio, thank you. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with the third hour, have Phil Berg respond to what he just heard briefly. Then we're going to quickly, because I want to get a lot of callers in. And Julio had great points, but that burned up 5 minutes. We're going to go to Matt, David, John, Nick, and others so we can get to others and bring up different issues and so Phil Berg can respond. His time is very important, so I want to just ask the question and have him respond.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.